This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I squeezed into my seat on the plane to New York this morning, I looked over at the guy next to me, and I honestly did a double take because he was beavering away on his BlackBerry, which is something you just don't see much of anymore. Things have been going so poorly for that company that there was serious consideration of a plan to take it private. We learned today, though, that that deal is off. Instead, BlackBerry is getting a $1 billion investment and a new CEO, and probably crossing its fingers. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler considers what keeps BlackBerry in business.
For about 7 years, Joanna Kasdan was a loyal customer of BlackBerry. A few months ago, that changed.
My last BlackBerry sort of died. It wasn't holding its charge. It was clearly time to let go of it. And rather than get another one knowing that the company was in trouble, I got an Android.
She didn't want to invest in a company that could go bust. Other consumers prefer all the apps available on other smartphones. Still, Kasdan says she didn't want to give up her old BlackBerry.
I resisted because I liked the touch feel of the keyboard on BlackBerry, and I still miss that.
BlackBerry has tried to go head-to-head with the touch screen phones, but it's BlackBerry's physical keyboard that keeps consumers hooked. It also has an advantage in terms of its power supply. Jim Moorman is an equity analyst at S&P Capital IQ.
A lot of phones struggle to make it through the day. BlackBerries have no trouble doing that. So that's another key focus for business users.
Another thing business users care about? Security. Moorman says BlackBerry beats the competition when it comes to protecting against viruses. If BlackBerry builds on its strengths, he says it could maintain a solid base of customers.
They have a chance to be a niche provider, but they do also have a lot of work to do.
Investors aren't waiting to see if the company turns itself around. They've been selling off the stock in a hurry. Today, shares of BlackBerry fell more than 16%. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.